All right, so I decided to try something a little bit different. Having listened to Samisha's podcast of his experience going to a poetry reading today, I was going to write up something of a response or just bouncing off some of those ideas, but in the spirit of trying new things and trying to be creative in different kinds of genres, I thought I might do my response again in a similar sort of medium. So I'll just keep talking. The theory at least goes that talking is easier than writing, so we'll see how this all works out. Basically, what Sha talks about in the podcast is going to a poetry reading poetry at said reading, and being quite underwhelmed, I suppose, is a kind term, with the quality of the performance, if not the poetry, on display that particular evening. And he then goes on from there to really make his main argument, which is that stand-up comedy doesn't get the recognition it deserves and isn't really considered an art form, whereas poetry most definitely is considered an art form, whereas certainly in the experience that he had, the performances of the poetry didn't match up to anything that stand-up comedy can deliver. And as enraged as I was by some of the things that he was saying, in full disclosure, I was there in one of the open mics at the end of the evening. He does also have quite a strong point, and the main argument about comedy not being suitably appreciated is difficult to argue with. There's a lot of really spectacular and well created, I hate the word craft, by the way, but well written, well performed, and really sort of insightfully delivered comedy. So there's sort of very little to argue with that side of the argument. So I'm not really going to focus on that, because when there's nothing to argue about, it suddenly becomes a lot less interesting. But what I was really drawn to was that experience that Sha had at the poetry reading, and he goes through some descriptions of it which I think are a little bit unfair, and certainly from coming from my pedagogical background, I really kind of cringed at some of the descriptions of the performers and what he considered the lack of performance, really, and skills in holding the audience, particularly given how many people said it was their first time at a microphone. So whether it's then fair to even compare that to a full stand-up performance. But anyway, that's kind of by the by, and I don't really want to get bogged down in details about particular comments that I'm not entirely convinced that Sha really believes himself either. So there's kind of various sort of stereotypes going back and forth. But just from my own personal interest, having come to spoken word quite recently, I've done a handful of open mics and really enjoyed every single one that I've done. I'm still trying to figure out what exactly poetry is, where its boundaries are, and what's the role of performance in poetry. Because I have been sort of surprised in going to some poetry readings about how unperformative some readings can be, and how literal the idea of a reading is, that you can simply read a poem off a piece of paper or your smartphone or whatever. And of course, a lot of the spoken word events are involve people reading short stories or novel extracts and so on, which would be a lot harder to memorize to begin with. But certainly, I think my perception and impression of what poetry is had for a long time really focused on the printed page. So for me, when I thought poetry, I thought something that's in a journal or in a collection of poetry. And if you read poetry, then you're reading it quietly to yourself in a cozy corner somewhere. And that, I assumed, was just how you write poetry as well. So for me, the purpose of poetry, or the end point of poetry, was always going to be the printed word. And then having really very recently discovered this whole concept of spoken word and poetry as performance has sort of shaken that up for me a little bit. And I've seen some very impressive performance poets, and there's certainly that difference between whether a poem is written to be performed, and I've sort of talked about this a little bit at Make Your Own Rabbit Hole a little bit earlier. So there are some poems that are more performative and sort of live on stage more than on the page. Ha, rhyme, I really am a poet. Anyway, I don't really want to get into those distinctions between different kinds of poetry, you know, what's meant to be read quietly to yourself, what is read off a page to an audience, what is performed, what's slam, what's hip-hop, what is stand-up comedy, what is lecturing, and all those different kinds of genres of performance. I'm not quite sure where those boundaries between them exist and whether they do exist and so on. I'm kind of quite happy to leave that as is, as a sort of unresolved, ambiguous thing, and move on to something a little bit different. Because I think what is at least implicit in what Shai is saying about poetry is that poetry audiences need to demand more. And the poetry audiences have let poets get away with uninspiring performances that don't really do justice to the poems themselves. And I don't think anyone can particularly disagree with that. But then, at the same time, it's that flexibility and willingness to just let people try things out that makes poetry audiences so great, and what makes it possible for someone to come into the poetry world or scene or whatever dreadful word to use in its place and feel welcome and feel immediately able to do this sort of thing. So, I mean, I've done open mics at Ships in the Night now twice, Perth Poetry Club twice, and Spoken Word Perth at the Hive once. And they're all quite different groups of people, some overlap between them, but they've all been extraordinarily open and welcoming and diverse and all these magnificent good things that I think sort of go hand in hand with just being willing to give the poet on stage something, being willing to see where they want to go. And so I do find myself kind of holding these two contradictory opinions quite firmly at the same time, in that, yes, poets need to own the microphone and really perform to the audience and not just read out onto the paper and forget entirely that there's an audience involved. But at the same time, I do think it's lovely that there are audiences that don't expect a performance to be completely polished and perfect, because performance isn't necessarily the standard for poetry. It isn't that thing that everyone needs to do in order to be a poet. You'd be a pretty lousy stand-up comedian if you didn't, at least on the odd occasion, actually stand up in front of an audience and tell some jokes. But you can quite happily be a poet and not see an audience once. And that's okay. That's completely all right. And so maybe part of the magic or something, the appeal of the poetry performance comes from the fact that the performance doesn't mean the same thing for everyone there. So someone might be a performance poet, and it's in the performance that the poem even matters, because outside the performance there is nothing for that particular poem. But for someone else, the standard is that printed collection, and this is something that they're reading to get a little bit of feedback, to just give people the chance to know that they are a poet, but that this performance isn't the life of that poem itself. So that's the difference, I think. And I think that's something that can't really be lost, because that's really goes into those definitions and distinctions between different kinds of poetry. And as long as there's different kinds of poetry, there will be different kinds of poetry performance. And if the performance isn't the standard measure for poetry, well, then it's not going to be standard. And I think that is ultimately a very, very good thing. And of course, it also means that you end up having very open and welcoming audiences. And of course, you are much less likely to be heckled at a poetry event, so that has to count for something. So I think this is really the end of this particular experiment. I don't know that I've come to any grand conclusions, which is a little bit of a luxury and delight coming from the academic background and all that. And I haven't really resolved that cognitive dissonance that I felt from listening to Samisha's original podcast. Although I suppose at least I've managed to develop it far enough to realize that there's something in that role of the audience there that I think is quite important, and the character of a poetry audience is quite admirable. So thank you to anyone who has braved this far in. Have an excellent day or night, or whenever it is that you're listening to this, and remain amazing.